time for a couple of questions. Does anyone have any questions or comments that they'd like to share with Patrick?
My question now is to both you, Patrick, and Jorgen. This notion of better linking agriculture to the rest of life in the context of a developing country, for instance, as agriculture is the beginning of economic development, then issues of urbanization, issues of looking at the industrial supply chain, it is just striking how currently there is no integration. What do you see in moving forward in some positive way? Is it a matter of not having metrics that they can share? Is it a matter of what? Any thought on that?
The leapfrog for developing countries. So we don't necessarily have to repeat the 50 years of stupid testing that we did in the rich countries. Maybe we should move forward and say, if you think that you could have problems with, let's say, salmonella in the supply chain in your country, then let's analyze that and find out where it comes from. Actually, in many developing countries, the salmonella enteritis comes from the big farms. And the reason why it comes to the small farms is the small farms buy from the big farms. When the hen has been laying its eggs for 2 years and is really tired, you know, then the big farm sells it off to the small farmer. And in that way, we know that a lot of the salmonella that actually spread from the rich countries to the poor countries spread from to the poor countries in the big farms and then into the small farms. So if that is the case, if we can analyze the problem to be this case, then maybe we should also look at how we prevent that. And so I think, you know, there are lots of solutions out there that could be used in developing country situations, and they are not at the moment. And I think it's a discussion that we need to have that discussion in a holistic way, you could say, with developing countries, not looking at single issues, but looking at the big picture and how best to prevent the disease there, but also prevent that their export is being hampered by technical restrictions, which they would do if they continue having salmonella and the rest of us don't.
Yes. I totally agree with Jürgen, and absolutely we should be leapfrogging where possible, although it also requires not just discussion across sectors, but as you were really implying, between government and civil society and industry. You know, one example in certain countries in Central America, for example, that suffered for very long periods from a lack of clean water, potable water. And in fact, government really was very, very slow in responding to the provision of clean water. So what happened is that industry came in instead and essentially leapfrogged water altogether and started making clean soda, carbonated drinks, and beer so readily available and cheap that, in a sense, consumers leapfrogged from having only dirty water to drink to having carbonated beverages and beer, and we can see what's happening in terms of not just expenditure patterns, but obesity rates in Mexico and other places. And metrics do matter. I think there's been a lot of focus on the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals, in the last couple of weeks. The Millennium Development Goal number one for reducing hunger and poverty, child underweight is the single nutrition metric, but you could achieve meeting the MDG 1 target and resolve child underweight while equally doubling child obesity at the same time if you're not careful with the appropriate policy and program. So what's really needed is a net nutrition metric for countries as a whole that doesn't exist. And we really need to be thinking about what is it in net terms that we're trying to achieve, not just cherry-picking one particular metric and assume that represents all the rest, because it doesn't.
Chantal, question?
My question is for Patrick Webb. You
made the argument very strongly about not looking at the linkages between agriculture and healthy diet in a simplistic manner. I would like you to go a bit further than your last slide and giving us some examples of potential paths of how, not just understanding the linkages, but how to make agricultural system more, I'll call it pro-health or better nutrition, or whatever is the label, just to start our thinking a little bit more concretely on where we should go, given this argument for complex approach to this.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chantal. I mean, in many ways, that's what this meeting is for, is to come and elaborate some of those pathways. There aren't many, and in practical terms, at least in theoretical terms, there are a few countries, developing countries, that are moving away from segmented plans or strategies or even policies. It used to be an agriculture plan, a health strategy, a nutrition policy, and so on. There's a growing number from Kenya through Nepal through Haiti that are making attempts to have a single national food, nutrition, and even broaching into health strategies. I say that's theoretical because, yes, that's the first step, is to try and get those various stakeholders to engage and to come up with a consolidated plan. Let's see how that can be put into practice and how it's going to be funded and what the actual programs are. But in many ways, that is one positive movement towards that kind of integration.
Thank you, Patrick and Jorgen. So in such a large, diverse, and complex group, on the theme of complex collaboration and innovation, we are about to do a very challenging activity. It's called the 15-minute break. With this size group, what I would ask you to do is please go out into the area where refreshment is available to you, get whatever is your choice, and come immediately back into this room, and that will probably take all the time that we have. Okay. See you in 15 minutes.